We are very, very confident that we are going to win this election. We are so buoyed by the coming in of the new democratic people-driven constitution that we have just concluded. We looked at all the policies, the economic policies, the social policies, which include the land policies as well as the education policies. But mostly we have emphasized on employment creation and on wealth creation. We want our people to be employed. We want those people who are leaving universities, colleges, and schools to get jobs, to get training. We also emphasize on the need to assist those students who may be good in class, but who may be from poorer backgrounds and whose parents cannot afford. We want those students to be assisted by scholarships and bursaries.
Did you also form a shadow cabinet?
No, there is no need for us to establish a shadow government because we are going to be the government. But we can only come up with the structure of government. We will have a small, manageable government which will be headed by the President of the Republic by that time, President Morgan Richard Tsvangirai. But the rest of the ministers and everything will be decided when the election results are out. We emphasized a lot on the quality of the election and the need to avoid the mistakes of 2008 when our people were butchered and murdered. We are happy that the new constitution now proscribes the involvement of security forces in the election processes in Zimbabwe.